Hey guys, Kayla here, co-host of Bad Bitches. If you want to learn about bad bitches from all over the world, from all throughout time, then you found your bitches. So make sure that you subscribe to our channel and email us your bad bitches stories. Like, was your mom a bad bitch? Was your grandma a bad bitch? Great grandma, whatever. But most importantly, make sure you tell your friends all about us and go find us on social media. Thank you.
I'm going to your house. She's like, what are you doing? I'm like, we're doing another recording. I said another. She's like, oh, good. Double time this week, huh?
Oh, good.
And then she called and asked, who was that girl that passed with the dog in the vehicle? So fucking nosy. I'm like, that was Ginge. Oh, she's cute. Like, yeah, I know. Oh. I just wasn't sure who that was.
It's your future employee.
Yeah, no shit. That would be so cool.
I would really love that.
Mm-hmm.
That would be amazing.
Yeah.
All right, we're fucking back.
Yee.
What is up, everyone?
I know, right? You guys missed us, didn't you?
Mm.
We missed you, too.
I missed... None. Your areolas.
Oh my god, I'm so excited. I missed your clit.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Did you miss this? Hang on.
Ah! We don't have our headphones on.
Oh no. I almost shit my
and
pants
my
a little when I did that.
I know. You pushed real hard.
You pushed way too hard. I didn't want to make you wait for too long for my kiss.
We talked a lot about ass eating today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Almost all day.
Because... Do you remember I said to you, do you remember the term, why don't you go get a spoon and eat my ass?
I do. I remember that, but now it still cracks me up, but so many people actually eat other people's asses now.
I know.
That you can't say that anymore. It's like, okay.
Yeah.
Gladly, bend over.
It's like not Ew. Funny now that it's like literal.
People do it.
You tell somebody to eat your ass and they're like, oh, I've been waiting for you to say that.
I'm so excited about it. My mouth's been watering to get in your butthole all day.
Oh, no.
Gross. I know it. I can't. Jesus. I don't know how people do that.
Let's offend more people because Whoa. We already offended people when we said that, you know, choking yourself for pleasure.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That we weren't into that. But
we did?
I want to clarify. Nah. You were actually the worst one.
I was.
You were like snobby about it. You're like, I actually like to breathe.
I'm kind of a bitch about everything, so go figure.
We just want to clarify that...
whatever you're into.
We don't give a shit what you do in your bedroom. That's your fucking business. And if you want to choke each other, that's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
You do it.
Yeah.
We...
Don't want to.
Yeah.
We don't want to.
If you ever fuck one of us, please keep your hands off my throat.
I'm pretty sure they will, too.
Yeah. Unless you want to get stabbed.
Right? Oh.
But some people are into that shit, too. There's, like, knife play.
Oh, my God, right? I'm like, don't offend any more people, bitch.
I know, right?
I don't know about you. I used to...
Because I care a lot about offending people. Mm-hmm. That's, like, a huge not worry of mine.
Oh, my
fuck
God.
Fuck all of you.
Oh, that was mean.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No,
don't fuck all of you.
I don't
Just
give a shit.
Some of you.
I know. You know what? Knives
know.
Are fun.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're so beautiful, too, like a bone knife or like a skull knife or just...
I like the craftsmanship people put
yeah,
into that.
Yeah, yeah, like that that one show's kind of the shit. Forged in Fire.
Oh,
love that stuff.
Oh, my God, me too.
I'm not into the gun one so much because I'm a knife bitch.
Yeah.
I like swords and shit.
I didn't even know
that.
There was a gun one.
Oh, there's like gun... Yeah, and there's all kinds. And I'm... Guess what I'm doing, people?
You're stabbing yourself.
That, and I'm playing with my sweet tart.
You are. You're cutting it with the knife.
It's my favorite thing in here. It absolutely is. No, I mean, she thought I fidgeted a lot before, and now I have a knife to play with, too. Holy shit, look out.
Oh, my God. Yikes. At least the knife doesn't make lots of noises. Like
It doesn't, like when I play with my tits.
Flail your body around?
Yeah. I play with my tits a lot.
Let's do it.
I get noisy. I know. I'm doing it with the knife in my hand.
You are. You are.
It's really stupid.
You're going to cut your nipple off again.
That was a one-time deal. I don't know how many times you can cut your nipple off, though. I mean, I didn't. Okay. Do I need to explain? I was shaving.
No, we have that in, it's like in episode 2.
It is?
Go listen to episode 2 if you want to find out about her missing nipple.
Oh, it's still there. It's got a little chunk out of it. It bled a lot.
Oh.
Like a huge amount. I'm fine, though. Thanks for bringing that up.
So, this week,
mm-hmm.
our bad bitch this week, well, maybe, we, okay, maybe that's a bad way to start.
Do you want to, like, tell them who you are, though? Do we even need to do that anymore? We have so many fans and people listen to us constantly, so I don't know if we even need to introduce ourselves anymore.
We're
but if
so
you,
famous.
I know it.
Oh
but
my
if,
God.
If you guys are new, I'm Big Jens, the Big Jens to be exact.
And I'm Kayla.
Yee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're here to mind fuck you.
I know it.
With my big penis.
Oh my God, she's got a big dick. Yeah. It's very exciting.
I hope you're brain is ready for this, Johnson.
Mm-mm. It can't be. There's no way to prep yourself. There's not enough lube to get ready for this dick. Anyway. So okay. Who do we have today? Is it time to get to the
story?
Sure,
I think so. I'm like,
is it?
You
I
guys
feel like
are...
we haven't bantered enough yet, but we banter as it's going. Oh my God, that means there's a ghost in here. Oh, it's back. What?
Maybe the ghost is gone.
I feel afraid.
That was very weird.
Yeah.
Our candle just, like, died and then came back to life.
Mm-hmm. It did. Is the wick really small? Is the John
no.
wick? No.
No?
Oh, gosh, no, it's not. The wick. The John wick. Oh, now it's really flickering like crazy.
Yeah, we definitely are in the presence of a ghost.
Yeah.
Who doesn't like vaginas, he's saying.
I know. He is.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, it's like flaring up more now. Or was it just...
I can't stop staring at it.
I know. It's entrancing. Enchanting?
So, anyways, you're listening mm-hmm. to Bad Bitches.
Oh, my God. Way to keep it rolling, man. Okay, perfect.
Uh-huh.
Let's do this fucking shit. Oh, that was nice. I need
there
to get...
There we go.
There we go, huh?
He got that out of there.
Yeah, you did. Man, you're super uber today.
Mm-hmm.
Super uber, not a super trooper.
Yikes.
Oh, wow. You guys, I'm getting older every day. We all are. But I'm just saying, some songs now, I say people are bebopping around in them. I don't know what's gone wrong with me, but I'm aging like 10 years every day. And I'm just, these jokes are failing. I'm getting to have such old man humor.
It's because you're dating an old man. You become a lot like your partners.
I shouldn't say ew because he's a wonderful guy, but I was a lot funnier before, I think. I don't know what happened to me.
I'm going to tell the listeners. So we watched Game of Thrones.
Yeah. That's right. Okay.
There was a lot of weed smoked.
Mm-hmm. Even for me.
And Big Jen doesn't... Yeah, you don't usually smoke.
Not too much anyway. Like two and I'm done.
But she was ripping it hard.
Mm-hmm.
And then we were at a watch party, so there was like other people around who were trying to watch. And her and I were just laughing the whole time.
Yes.
And then somebody was about to get fucked. And she she goes... Yeah, he's going to take her to fuck town tonight.
That's funny. And Kayla proceeds to just like die laughing. And so I did too. I almost choked on popcorn. And we're sitting in the dark and everyone's like, shut the fuck up.
Oh,
and
yeah.
We couldn't stop. And it was just, I do believe it was when Jon Snow was kissing Daenerys. And he said, oh yeah, he's about to take her to fuck town, baby. And she's like, what? And fucking tripped out on us.
I'm
so.
Like, are you a 50-year-old man who says that?
Like, I know. What's wrong with me? Where did I get that? It's just, anyway, it was good stuff.
Well, I'm going to take the listeners to fuck town right now.
That was amazing.
We're going to talk about Cleopatra today.
What? I know that fucking bitch. I heard of her before. Right on. I feel like everyone has to have heard about her before.
She's probably our most recognizable bad bitch.
Some of the other ones, maybe not. Yeah. Most of the other ones, probably not. But this is cool. Okay, so buckle up or fucking lube up. Man up. Drink up. Whatever you're thinking about doing, get ready. We're about to take you to fuck town, people.
Sorry.
I need to smoke more.
I definitely, yeah, absolutely you do.
Oh, shit.
You know think what? That gents may need to, too.
All right.
Yeah.
So Cleopatra was the last pharaoh.
Of course, I have to wait until you start talking again to do that shit. Such a fucking asshole.
I don't give a shit.
Okay.
Cleopatra was the last pharaoh of Egypt.
Mm.
Queen of the Nile.
I didn't know pharaohs were ladies, too.
Oh,
I guess they were, right? It was a pharaoh.
Pharaoh. Mm. Oh, shit, balls.
Totally, it is. Yeah.
A pharaoh is, you know, obviously like the queen or king.
Sure. Oh, my sweetheart.
Did you find it?
I dropped it.
Your head is by my crotch. I'd be careful down there.
Oh, shut up.
Don't
I'm not
breathe.
Scared.
I'm hold
not
your breath.
Scared. I can't hold my breath for very long.
I can literally only hold my breath for like 45, like 30 seconds.
You got shit lungs.
I do, I guess. I don't even smoke anymore. I don't smoke anything anymore. What?
So back in this day when Cleopatra was born, which was
a long fucking time ago.
69 BC.
That's an amazing year.
That's my favorite number.
It's my favorite year too. Well, and that, duh. I remember those days. Gosh, it was just so
the good old days.
Just a youngin.
Yeah.
I was a youngster back then.
She died in 30 BC.
I have, okay, so how old is that? Why do I always have to do that math? Didn't you do that? Didn't write it down?
She's 39.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
She was the ruler of Egypt for 21 years.
Wow, get it, girl.
No shit, that's a long fucking time for a woman.
That's really cool, yeah.
That wasn't a fart.
Are you sure?
No, I'd totally tell you if I farted.
And shit your pants.
Oh, I need some pot. Back when Cleopatra was alive and, you know,
doing her thing.
Wasn't dead.
No, I don't. Tell me about it.
People would often fuck their family members.
Oh, my.
To, like, keep their bloodline
pure.
Pure?
Yeah. Okay. Man, that sounds fun.
Oh, the things that they thought before science. God. All right.
Why was I doing that?
I don't know. Are you stabbing stuff?
I was. Yeah. Is it cool if I stab your table?
Mm-hmm.
No, I shouldn't.
That is cool.
No, it's not. You're just really stoned.
Yes and yes. Okay.
See? Exactly what I thought. It started closing and my fingers were right here.
Yeah, that's a dangerous knife.
Like it.
Look at it. It doesn't even close.
No.
It's like,
oh, it does, but
it's like making fun of you. It's like,
just
ha-ha.
Fuck your mom.
You're crazy.
I know. Duh.
I farted in my own face. Like this chair just like.
You guys. You
threw
guys.
It into my own mouth.
I wished you could have seen what I just saw. This bitch looked down, spread her legs out a little bit more apart because we're sitting here like.
I was trying to read.
And just ripped the most disgusting sounding pooter I've ever heard. It wasn't that disgusting. It sounded a little bit wet. And then it just. Had to come up right inside of her nostrils. I don't know. I don't smell anything.
Wow, that's a plane now. Can we catch a break? That'd be cool.
No, it's so nice out now. No, it's not. Why do we keep saying it's nice today? It's like 35 degrees.
That's disgusting today.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. I'm just going to say it's this nice weather. It's the nice weather. My sweetheart.
I'm sorry.
That's fine. You just want to be down there.
I don't. At all. I don't want to smell that pousse. Or your rectum.
I showered like 3 days ago, so.
Gross. Oh my god. There's so many odors going on in here. I showered yesterday.
Liar.
No, I'm not. Not that time. My vagine was even a little itchy after I showered. It's like, what is this clean feeling? I don't understand.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So, Cleopatra spent most of her childhood reading and learning and, like, getting the best education anybody could have ever gotten that day.
That's so strange.
What?
I did that, too. Oh. That's how I grew up. Yeah.
That's why you're so smart now.
I know. It's why I'm here right now today doing these things. My education.
You're
okay.
Lutheran.
An asshole.
So, obviously, she was really fucking smart.
Yeah.
In 51 BC, so that goes backwards in time. So she was born in 69. Now it's 51, so she is 18 years old.
Ooh, mama like.
I know that math turns you on, baby, doesn't it?
That's not what I was talking about. Oh. No. I meant because she's 18 and she can get fucked.
Legitimately sad that my math doesn't turn you on.
No, I'm not turned on by numbers. Thank you. I'm sorry. Thank you. Thank you. I'm sorry.
You're welcome.
Yeah, no problem. Gracias.
When she turned 18, okay. She is 18 now.
Okay.
We'll get that out there.
Yeah.
And she gets married to her much, much younger brother.
Mm-mm.
Ptolemy VIII.
Ptolemy? Okay.
Oh, it's the 13th, not the 8th.
Sorry.
Ptolemy the 13th.
I'm pretty sure that the fans would have been really upset about that.
So there was 12 Ptolemies before this Ptolemy, this little baby boy.
That's like the beginning of time.
Okay, that's the third time you were in my vagina today.
I keep dropping shit. I can't get enough. What do you want me to say? I want to lick your pussy. What can I mean, no, I don't. I'm sorry. I'm not a pussy.
You're a vegetarian. Liquor. You don't even eat fish. I know. So stay away.
She don't eat meat, but she sure like the bone. Yeah. Mary Moon. Everyone knows that song.
She's a vegetarian.
She's an intellectual.
Mary Moon. Mm-hmm. Is it Moo or Moon?
I think it's Moon.
It's gotta be Moon because that makes more sense.
Mary Moo makes sense. I mean, if she's a vegetarian, how ironic is it that her last name's Moo? You know what I'm saying? It's kind of cool, the two.
All right.
My ears are on fire. These ears are on fire. No. That's where we are.
Uh-huh.
We've read like 3 sentences. Or I mean, you have. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm going to shut the fuck up.
So we're getting back to Ptolemy the 13th and how he's with his sister.
He's fucking her. Yeah.
They're not fucking, but they're married.
Okay, I'm glad they're not fucking, but I just, when you say marriage, I think fucking.
I forgot how old he was, but I think he was like 11 or something like
that. Oh my God. And she's 18?
Yeah, she's probably so hot. Just wants to like dick everybody else down.
And her brother probably does want to dick her because she's hot.
Probably.
But I mean, come on.
He's probably like, this is our duty now. Let me get a baby in ya.
Oh, fix it to fuck you.
For like half her size.
My dick in. Like... Oh my God, he is. He probably has a baby dick too.
Oh, I know. Can you even get a boner?
I was just going to say that. I don't know. I think 11 probably. Maybe like you just are getting like you've had a couple of boners.
Since 98% of our listeners are men.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
If you can get back to us. Can a 10-year-old or 11-year-old get a boner or not?
I'm going
to
say
I'm sure it's different for everybody, but like you think yeah?
I'm going to say yeah.
I don't know any boys that age, so I don't remember.
No, I don't either. I don't. I'm sorry.
No, keep her away from boys that age, please. Mm-mm. That's a sitch. That's an
you
R. Kelly sitch.
Should. Oh, it is.
You're fucking R. Kelly.
Okay? Oh, my God, but I can read, though, a little bit. I can't write very well, but I can read a little.
For now, you dyslexic whore.
I know. I say things wrong. I think it's just all the strokes I have, though.
The mini strokes.
The TIAs I have. It's like a mini stroke.
Cleopatra was like, I ain't about to fuck my brother. That's some foul shit.
Mm-hmm.
So she basically was like, fuck tradition. I will not put that penis in there.
Good girl.
It ain't happening.
Good girl.
So during... Really?
Vern trumped me. I feel like Vern... Sorry. Sorry, I'm not even stoned yet.
I'm just going to rope you in.
I haven't had any carrot juice yet.
Oh, carrot juice is the best. You should have some. Mm-hmm. Do it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm going to talk while you do the carrot juice.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's beautiful.
During Cleopatra's rule, there was lots of things like poverty and famine and... Oh, I lost my spot. And there was a drought.
Ooh, bitch.
Cleopatra, as joint ruler, still somehow made Egypt great again.
Shut up. You just
made it great again.
That's amazing. I'm glad you brought it great again. Wait, what? Sorry.
Cleopatra. So what she really fucking wanted was to be, like, the sole ruler, though. Yeah. She was like, I'm so much better than this little boy.
Boy. I tell you, boy.
But even her own people, like her own counselors and senators and shit, were all, like, conspiring against her.
Mm-mm.
They're like, you have a vagina, so we ain't gonna be taking no orders from you.
So fucked up. When you said people, I thought you said pee hole. A minute ago. Then you said something about a vagina, like, five words after that. Like, this bitch, this is a good story.
So out of all that, you heard pee hole and vagina?
Is it bad that I did? Yeah. No, I heard
you
other things. You
fucking sociopathic bitch.
I know. I'm like a 15-year-old
boy?
Sociopath man. Boy. Yeah. A man.
Yeah, no.
Fuck that. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Speaking of the boner thing. So, all you gentlemen, fellow listeners, write in and let us know if a 10 or 11-year-old can get a boner, please. Okay, thank you. That's it.
Did we not say that?
I don't know. I feel like
we just started laughing maybe and never got that out.
I think something like that happened.
Yeah. Okay.
But we're both like just fucking dumb.
Oh my God.
We're just like stone dummies.
Also, I'm so happy that 98% of the people listening are men. We have so many questions for you.
Yeah,
I do. So, Big Jen's learned of something the other day. Actually, she created something the other day.
Mm-mm.
So we were working and the liquor salesman came in, Mr. Ed, and he said, you scare me so much I got a boner. Yeah. I think you got me into scarousal.
That's an amazing word. Did it exist before?
Is that a legit
before?
Thing? Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you be so scared of a woman she turns your boner on?
I'm going to say that's a hard yes on that again. I think it's probably true.
Scarousal.
Yeah, scarousal.
How is that not the coolest word ever?
I know. And did Mr. Ed make it up? Or is he just... Yeah. Unintentionally the coolest motherfucker.
Urban Dictionary all over that shit already.
I know it. I think it already existed. I'm going to say that we're going to get a lot of mail this time being like, are you too fucking mentalist? How did you not know that word before?
We're going to lose all of our mail fucking
listeners.
Please,
no, keep listening to us. We're actually kind of hot.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Dude, everybody in our town of like 150 people would probably...
Fuck us.
If they were drunk.
Oh. Yeah,
which they all are all the time.
They're almost always drunk. Yeah, it's perfect. Why do you say, I think they would.
I know they Between would. The two I just of don't want to like have a like, huge head about it. So.
Oh, duh.
I don't
want to
be like, I'm like the hottest thing in rural Wisconsin. Cause
well, I don't think we're the hottest, but I mean, if you had to fuck someone, I mean, I think we're fuckable. Yeah. I think that they would... Maybe not love it. Like, we're not Emily Ratajkowski, okay? But, we're fuckable. Okay, let's fucking hit this shit. The story shit, I mean.
All right, so, they were, like, pissed that she wouldn't fucking take the shaft from her preteen brother.
Yeah, you had to say it like that. Take the shaft.
You don't like that?
I love it.
Oh.
It's really dirty. It makes me feel dirty inside.
It's the chair. Yeah. You're like riding it like fucking Seabiscuit right now.
Did you see me kind of think, oh, no.
You're like, maybe I should have changed these moist panties before I got here. I got you.
Shut the fuck up, you bitch. My nipples are hard. Because I'm disgusted. I have like, look, I have goosebumps.
Whoa.
Because it repulsed me so much. Oh, it's hard to explain
your
how that can happen.
Got hard with repulsion?
Yeah. I know you're jealous. It's fine. I don't know how to explain myself to you any better than what I'm telling you just happened to me.
We finally got to a natural break.
Nice. So we're supposed to talk now. Cool.
Yes. We got to get back to business.
I know.
All right.
I'm so glad there's a natural break here.
Someday, if people like us enough, we can have a podcast where we just do, just, like, have fun talking.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody likes us yet.
Not so. That much. Not that much, anyway. Yeah. Except for maybe Greg. Hey, baby. Okay, let's talk about this fucking
thing. Oh, shit. Okay, so Julius Caesar.
Mm.
There's another very recognizable name.
No, I never heard of him.
A salad dressing.
Yeah, he's kind of a big deal.
He came to Egypt to settle a power dispute. Oh, no, I gotta rewind because I missed something.
No.
Okay, so in 48 BC, Cleopatra has to leave Alexandria because she can tell that all of the people around her were conspiring to probably kill her.
Oh.
So she had to take off and, like, go hide out.
Because
life.
She's so beautiful and she's not taking the shaft from her brother. So they're like, we're going to get rid of you.
Yes.
Is that what's up?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're like, we don't like having a prosperous country
ew,
anymore.
It's gross.
When are you going to fuck your brother? Because that's what's actually important.
I know. When you keep the bloodline clear. Blood.
So anyways, yeah, she's gone. She's like hiding. And this is when Julius Caesar travels to Egypt from Rome.
Oh, shit.
To settle a power dispute. All right. So while Julius Caesar was visiting, people had... Not people. There was a price on Cleopatra's head.
People.
Talking about people.
Oh.
Are we able to do this today? We have to be able to do this today.
Do you want to just do half? No, you don't like that.
It sucks to do half.
Okay. I'm gonna
especially somebody that everybody already knows about.
I'm gonna shh now.
It's not all your fault. It's
a lot of me.
It's the setup.
You're not used to it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We're trying something a little different this time, people, and I don't think it's working for good old Kayla here too well, but...
No, I'm stupid.
No.
I'm dumb, Mom.
No. Mom, I ain't
dumb.
Smart.
I ain't smart.
We can't. Can we say that? We should.
Yeah, we're not saying any names. That's just the way Wisconsin people talk.
Mom,
I ain't smart.
I don't talk like that, okay? Do I talk that bad?
No.
Okay.
That's like on the other side of the Winnebago.
That's real stupid. Like that. Yeah, that's real. Oh, gosh, I couldn't talk like that.
No.
I mean, I may be a little bit Wisconsin-y, but I'm not that heavy with it.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of like when I talked to local trash the other night and I was all fucked up.
You didn't.
And
no.
He's like... He said something I couldn't hear, but I go, ha?
You did do that. It was almost immediately after they got you on the phone, too.
Oh,
and they're like, oh, hey, Kayla, we gotta ask you a question. Huh?
I just couldn't hear anything. I'm deaf.
I know, me too.
Oh.
No, it was cute, though. I loved it. I think you did good.
Oh, thanks, Local Trash, for featuring me on your show.
Yeah, I was
fellow
on
it. Trashleet myself.
Trashleet?
I just made that up.
The Trashleet. I really like it. You need to read this fucking thing.
Sorry.
Jesus.
Okay, so because everybody wanted to murder Cleopatra.
I'm sorry, I'm looking for the lighter.
Shut up.
For my weed oil. He doesn't need a lighter. You press a button and I'm looking for a fucking. All right,
did
cool.
you not just like yell at me to do this and now you won't? Okay.
True story, I did.
All right. No. Mm-hmm. Oh, dick.
Dick. I love a good dick. Oh, no.
I love good I dick. It's a good movie.
Hang on.
Oh. I think I accidentally talked. Fuck.
You did a little.
It was a cutie.
That might smell.
Oh, shit. Why did you aim it over here then?
Because the mattress that would suck up the fabric that's right next to me, just I didn't think it'd handle it. Thought it would bounce back at me. Okay.
So.
Yeah.
Because everybody wanted to murder Cleopatra for the third time, I'll say this.
Yeah. Yes.
She had a bounty on her head. Is that what you would say? Mm-hmm. Like if there was like a reward for somebody's death?
I don't know.
Oh.
She had a warrant out for arrest, maybe? For her murder?
Whatever they did in before Christ era. So Cleopatra. Wow, that was disgusting noise. What did you do? Are you stabbing the mic with a knife?
No.
said no and then nodded her head yes. Oh, I don't know what to do with you. Yeah, don't.
Take my knife away. Don't. That's a star.
My mouth just farted. I was like trying to duck it. So like, come in there.
Oh, no. I thought you got that out earlier. I thought you got all the cum out.
So, Cleopatra had her loyal assistant.
Yeah.
Apollodoros.
Oh, I love that.
Mm-hmm. Helped Cleopatra get to Julius Caesar by sneaking her onto a boat. And during the middle of the night, she rolled up to where Julius Caesar was. But she wasn't able to just, like, get out of the fucking boat and, like, just walk up in there and be like, you know.
I'm here, bitch.
Somebody's gonna get her. Mm-hmm. So they famously wrapped her up in a Persian rug. Ooh. And carried the rug up. And it was a gift for Julius Caesar from somebody important.
Yeah, right?
And Julius Caesar was like, yeah, I like free shit.
I like rugs.
I like to munch rugs constantly, so bring it on.
Please. And I love Persians. That doesn't mean, sorry, get rid of that.
Why? Delete. Persians are donuts.
I love those. They make my teeth hurt. They're so sweet now. And they took all the peanuts off the top.
I don't think I've ever had one.
Bitch, they are so fucking good. Really? It's like the cinnamon swirl kind of a donut thing. Mm-hmm. With, like, this weird white, like, jizz, like, frosting on top. Or yellowish a little bit. And there's, like, crushed up nuts.
Oh, I think I've seen that.
A lot of times at Quick Trip.
I was just gonna say at the Quick Trip.
Yeah, at the Quick Trip store, huh?
Oh, yeah. Get my milk and eggs there.
You know. Me too, huh? And bananas. Oh, I can stick them in my pussy. Just stick those bananas in my pussy.
I was gonna say and avocados, because I didn't know you were gonna say stick it in my pussy.
I don't think you can get avocados at Quick Trip.
Fuck your face. Yes, you can get everything at Quick Trip.
Janice doesn't know that. It's a belch. Hey, you know what?
That slimmed me. That belch made me skinnier.
Like, you lost a little bit of weight. Let me see.
Oh no, I have to potty. Get out of here. She just grabbed at my vagina. Stop it!
I thought that was your shirt.
No! Oh my god! That is so my crotch right there.
I meant to feel for your stomach. I missed. I almost touched your pussy.
Yeah, you got really close there.
Sorry. Sorry. I didn't feel anything.
That's okay.
Okay.
Next time, I'll let you do a full frontal.
Next time, I make sure I feel
full
it.
Full Monty.
Yeah. I want to get it.
All right. So anyways, yeah. He's like, give me the free rug. I want that rug, bitch.
No shit. Me too.
So they carry the rug in, unroll it, and out pops this sexy-ass 21-year-old Egyptian queen goddess.
She's 21 now?
She's 21 now.
Okay.
So oh my God. Her tits are like so primo. Hot.
Yeah. They're perfect.
Yeah. And she like saunters up to him. Saunters and this guy's up. Like older, you know.
He's probably like 40s.
Yeah.
Okay. That's all right.
Oh, shit. No, he was in his 50s. Mm-mm. But he was like the most powerful man in the world at the time.
And women don't love power at all. So she wouldn't nothing to do with him.
What?
I was teasing. It was a yoke over here. Don't worry about it. Don't even listen to that. I just said yoke. Okay? That's why you gotta stop.
So Cleopatra is like, I'm going to like kiss this guy's toes. She literally knelt down and kissed his feet.
That's amazing. Like, I love that she played the toe card and the feet card. And, you know, I love that. She's like hitting on him. She did amazing.
Yeah, I mean, you can't.
I had to not. I think she's into you, bud.
Yeah.
I don't know.
He's like, I don't know
I
yet.
I think she likes me.
She's being, you know, a little modest. I can't quite tell.
She's making me chase her. I can't.
My bladder literally hurts every time I laugh.
Fucking go.
Okay, one second, because I want to just, like, finish some of Rhinorium. Mm-hmm. All right. So, clearly, obviously, duh, this woman's kissing his toes. He gets a fucking boner. They're like, oh, let's go to fuck town. And they fucked all night long.
Right on.
Let me go potty now. I just wanted to talk about fuck in first.
Me too. And you can full on hump these chairs too.
Oh my god, these chairs are like the best to hump. You can orgasm like in private, in secret. Wow. Secret.
Well, okay, maybe you spend too much time on them.
I did it like four times.
Ew, like today.
Just now, yeah.
Gross. Four. Okay. I'm getting really fidgety again.
Oh no.
Yeah, that's what happens to me. All right. When I'm high.
So we talked about Fucktown and Boner City.
Oh my god. Of course we did.
Ptolemy, her brother husband was pissed when he found out.
He was probably like old enough to actually fuck her now. Yeah. So he's like, oh man, come on.
He saw them the next morning and he was like, those two fucked each other with their freshly fucked hairdos.
Oh my god, and they stunk.
Uh-huh, and they're probably like smiling at each other like.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure, I'm so sure.
He had a little boy fit and he threw his crown across the room.
I'm not going to wear this crown anymore.
So then Caesar was like, listen here, you little bitch. And he declared Cleopatra the ruler of Egypt.
Love it.
But he still had Ptolemy offed. So, you know, just in case, probably.
You know what? As much as we were talking shit about Ptolemy.
Yeah.
He still feel bad that Caesar killed him.
Right. That was a little much.
I mean, because he's literally still a little kid. And this is all he knows. People are marrying their fucking fathers and brothers and shit all the time. So he thinks that's fine. He doesn't know.
It's okay because he was replaced with Ptolemy the 14th, which was Cleopatra's next husband.
Seriously? Yes. No. This is a joke. Keep reading. I'm too stoned for you to play with me right now. Is that true?
She had to marry her even younger brother, Ptolemy the 14th.
No! So they had 9 sons named Ptolemy? What? How's
that
possible?
There was a lot of Ptolemies.
That's why there's so many of them, because they name every single man as Ptolemy. How do you spell Ptolemy?
It is P T.
Shut up.
O L E. No.
Is it T?
P T O L E M Y.
Dude, that sounds like a name of a dragon or some shit. I need to see it. So the P is silent.
The P is silent. Correct.
Other than that, it's spelled exactly how it sounds.
Yes.
Okay. Ptolemy. That would have been so much easier to say.
I did. You're the one that asked how it's spelled.
Well, I mean, you could have just said the P is silent, but you didn't. You're like, oh, well, it's...
I would have just figured you knew that because I've said Ptolemy like 30 times.
But I'm not that smart. That's why. I didn't know.
Oh, my God. Okay, mm-hmm. So... Cleopatra really wanted to keep Egypt out of Roman rule.
Mm.
She didn't want the Romans taking her shit over. So she's like, I think I'm going to continue jerking off this Julius Caesar guy and see where this gets me.
But she was still technically married to her young brother yet.
That's correct.
Okay.
Julius Caesar was like, yeah, I think I can keep fucking this chick because this is what I'm supposed to be doing.
It's a pretty sweet deal.
Mm-hmm. So he actually stays in Egypt. And she treats him like a king. It's crazy. Like, they have, like, feasts every night.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Feasts and shit?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
She treats him with gifts from all over the world. And, like, he's, like, loving it. He's like, this is where it's at.
Yeah.
I'm fucking this hot chick and, you know, do I have a wife back in Rome? I don't remember.
Oh, shit. If it were me, I'd like to keep my options open. I'm just saying.
Yeah. I believe that about you.
Thanks.
In 47 BC, Cleopatra gives birth to a son.
Whoa.
Yep.
Why did it blow my mind?
Because okay. Julius Caesar fucking knocked up somebody who's not his wife.
Oh, that's why.
I mean, yeah. Married men are going to do what they want to do.
So. That's so true.
Mm-hmm. Caesarion was the son's name.
I'm sorry.
Little Caesar.
So it's not like a vagina birth, but a Caesarion.
Yeah, and that's his name.
The name.
That's his name, Caesarion.
Shit. Yeah. That's unfortunate. Okay.
And her dream and hopes is that Caesarion will one day rule both Egypt and Rome.
Wow.
That's a cool dream.
A nice, I know, live big. Do it.
Those are the two most powerful nations in the world at the time.
Yeah.
Caesar knew that Rome would never accept their son as a ruler.
A half-breed?
Uh-huh.
Really?
They're super uptight and shit.
I shouldn't say half-breed. I feel like that's racist. But I'm just was thinking of a song that was playing in my mind.
So instead of Caesar naming Caesarion the heir to the throne, he names his great nephew.
No. No.
Heir to the throne, yeah.
How old is the great nephew? He's like eight? I don't know. Okay, it was like an adult, though.
I think so.
Well, that's still really fucked up. Come on. Come on.
Due to their cultural differences, Rome viewed Cleopatra as, like, this evil serpent woman. Mm. And that, like, all of Egypt was just, like, a mess. And they're all just, like, fucking each other and, like, being disgusting people. And
well,
they just looked at them like savages.
That's pretty awful. Oh. I'm very sorry.
She had, like, this lavish lifestyle. And when Julius Caesar was there and they, like, had parades and shit, like, Rome looked upon that as, like, a wasteful person. Like, you don't just, like, live luxuriously. You know, like, in Rome, we just, like, are boring and nobody fucks anybody and party.
Somewhere in the middle would be good, right?
Totes.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have to be, like, you don't have to fuck your brother about it, but let's have some fun.
Sure. Yeah. I'm down for that.
Yeah.
But Caesar was, like, so far up her ass, he didn't really care.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
When he had to go back to Rome, he wanted Cleopatra to come back with him. And he decided to throw her a parade.
Oh, okay.
And the Roman people were like, hell nah. He went so far as to erect a golden statue of her.
Whoa. Mm-hmm.
That's how good a pussy was.
So, like, the Jesus people made a statue of him because he got it from Cleopatra?
Is that, like, what happened? The Jesus people made
they made a golden statue of her. Oh. What?
Julius Caesar had them erect a golden statue of Cleopatra.
I think I get distracted when you say erect. Oh. I'm not kidding. Yeah, I do. But I thought, like, didn't Jesus people make a golden cow or some shit and give it to him?
I know nothing about Jesus people, so okay. I can't really help you with that one.
I just, like, I don't either.
There's, like, some people who won't eat cow.
Mm.
I don't know what that is, but I know that's a true thing.
Mm.
And pigs. So.
I think it's, like, Jewish Buddhist people?
Oh. Sure.
It's, you know. It's those. Yeah, it's both.
Booish people.
Yeah.
The booish.
Good story.
So because Julius Caesar, like, had this parade for her and erected
this
hard, tall, golden statue of Cleopatra in Rome, everybody in Rome was like, fuck this guy. He's like a fucking piece of shit. We don't like him. So on a very famous day called the Ides of March, have you ever heard of it?
Yeah, I have. I never knew what it meant.
In March on 44 BC, Caesar was stabbed to death by all of his senators.
No.
23 fucking times he gets stabbed.
That's pretty horrifying.
His will and testament had no mention of Cleopatra or Caesarion.
Oh, come on. Mm-hmm. How ironic.
So, things aren't looking too good for Cleopatra at this moment in time. she returns back to Egypt to scramble at some way to try and stay in power somehow.
Yeah.
She killed her brother husband. That was her first step. She's like, I gotta fucking off this dude.
Because you know that he was shafting her. Maybe the first brother husband she married wasn't, but I'm sure this guy was shafting her.
I don't think so. He was even younger. Yeah, he is, like, even younger. And she probably offed him because he already had plans to off her.
I thought maybe by now he was, like, 18 or some shit, like this guy.
I don't know.
And so he would probably be one of Dick and his sister. You know what I'm saying? Okay.
And then she pronounced Caesarian as her joint ruler. Oh. Her own son.
What? Oh.
So they didn't get married, but she said that they were going to rule together.
So she was thinking that they would be fucking at one point.
No, she doesn't marry him. She's not into fucking her siblings or family members.
Okay. Well,
that's what makes her a bad bitch back in this day. Because she was like, get that fucking incest dick out of here. Not for me. I want that rich, powerful dick.
No shit.
Julius Caesar dick.
Well, I just...
Give me that Caesar dressing.
Give me that Caesar... Oh! Yeah, bitch.
No.
No, I love that you got to keep that bitch in. And it was great.
So in Rome, there was a power struggle between Octavian, who was the appointed heir by Caesar, the great nephew or whatever, and Mark Antony, the leader of the Roman army.
Who the fuck is Mark Antony?
You never...
Not Mark Antony. That's different?
Oh, it's Mark Antony for show.
Mark Antony was like married to J-Lo or some shit. Is that the same guy?
Of course.
Of course it's the same guy.
Yeah, he loves hot women.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they wanted to just use Egypt as, like, a military base. So they just wanted to fucking go there, steal their land, and kill everybody off.
Yikes. That sounds fun.
It's really nice.
Yeah, it sounds awesome.
Great people.
Very nice.
Cleopatra sees her opportunity to be able to pounce on Mark Antony.
Yeah. Yeah, bitch, get it.
They meet in a country that doesn't exist anymore. I don't remember.
That's even on the other side of Estonia. I'm not going to let that go.
She arrives in a golden barge.
Oh.
Looking like a queen. She's got her makeup all done. She's looking like a slut. She's got, like, servants who are, like, fanning her.
Ooh,
and, like,
shit.
Feeding her grapes.
Mm-hmm.
And she pulls up and she's like, hey, Mark Antony. What it do? Where that dick at? Where that dick at?
Oh my god, whip it out, Big Daddy.
So she dazzles Mark Antony. He's like, hubba hubba.
Poppy.
Yeah. She made a beautiful dinner for them to eat.
Oh,
there was
god.
Lit candles all over the place. It was like a date. Like, she just made it the best for him. It was very romantical.
That was so sweet of her.
They drank the best wines in the world. She had gifts from all over the world for him.
Mm-hmm. I like gifts. Shit. Sorry, my sock is really tight. I had to adjust it.
So the next day, probably after he fucks her.
Yeah.
Mark Anthony's like, yeah, I think I need to, like, return all these gifts to you. I don't really feel comfortable taking these gifts. And she's like, oh, oops, I'm naked. And then he's like, never mind, what am I talking about?
Yeah, right.
And they go to fuck town.
Stop with that, you fucker.
Sorry. What else am I supposed to say? You don't like taking the shaft either.
I love that.
Oh, okay.
I just thought it sounded really dirty when you were talking about brother and sister getting it.
Oh, yeah. Well, Mark getting Antony gives her the shaft.
Okay, she got the she again. The she?
The she.
Yeah. Okay. So then he forgets to give her her gifts back?
Mark Anthony goes back with Cleopatra to Alexandria.
Got it.
And she throws a party for him every single night that he's there. It's just party, party, tits everywhere. He's like nose deep in muff all night long.
That sounds fun.
People are feeding him grapes. He's like getting foot massages and blowjobs at the same time. And life's good.
Yeah. Are you kidding?
During their final feast, Mark Anthony and Cleopatra declare their love for each other.
That's so cute.
So those two decide to start a society called the Inimitable Livers. So strange.
Do you mean livers like I'm living my best life, or do you mean livers like your body organ?
Like your organ inside of you.
Shit, like kidney liver.
The Inimitable Livers.
Okay.
Wow. It must just be like we drink all the time, so we have cirrhosis society, possibly.
I feel like that wouldn't be the greatest thing to be a part of, but whatever, mate.
They liked to get fucked up, and they liked to fuck shit up. And this society was just like, literally, orgies, destruction, blowjobs, so like, wine. It was just like constant fucking.
Sounds like anarchy and just like, no, that's not really anarchy, right?
They would wander through the streets in the middle of the night. They would prank people all the time.
So they were just being assholes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And they'd call up, is your refrigerator running? And you're like, yeah. And they're like, go catch it.
Those assholes.
They really get under my skin, I'll tell you that.
Oh, do they?
Yeah. Yeah.
So they would scare people at night. They would wander through the streets and scare people, prank people. And then they would party all day long.
Mm-hmm.
Have enormous feasts all the time. Life was just like a luxury.
It sounds fucking tits.
All right. Before we go any further, we're going to talk about our sponsors a little bit.
I think we only have, you know, one for right now, right? Right, Kayla?
Have you ever accidentally tore your asshole because you were aggressively cleaning it?
I know I have.
Well, I got the thing for you.
Oh, yeah? What is it?
It's called Boo Glue.
Well, that sounds downright amazing.
And it sure golly is. Tear your asshole open, just apply a little bit of Boo Glue, and you'll be back at it in a jiffy.
Oh.
So head on over to Boo Glue's website. It's called booglue.com. Or you can call their number, and it's 1-800-QUIT-FINGERING-YOUR-ASSHOLE. Or 1-800-FUKYOU. Thanks, Boo Glue.
I just love this product.
Five stars.
What am I supposed to do? I can't do it.
I don't remember what we're doing.
Boo Glue. _glue.com. Oh, no, I don't know.
And there's a period in there somewhere, too.
Like a menstrual period.
Anyways, get a hold of us if you want to be our sponsor, too.
We really know how to plug things. Wink, wink. Hint, hint.
All right, let's get back to this story.
Let's read the fucker.
Yeah. So anyways, Mark Anthony and Cleopatra, she must be a really fertile bitch because she gets knocked up. And they have a son. His name is Ptolemy Philadelphus.
You're kidding.
Nah.
This is New York.
This is New York.
Shut up. Ptolemy, is that literally the only, is it like one of four male names that...
So Rome is not too cool with this.
Oh.
Mark is now considered a traitor.
Why?
Because he fucked Cleopatra.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And okay. Cleopatra is looked at as a manipulative serpent queen.
Okay.
So in 34 BC, Mark proclaimed Cleopatra to be the queen of Egypt, Cyprus, Libya, and Syria. and that her sons were supposed to be kings of kings.
What? Mm. Well, all right.
Which lands actually still belonged to Roman rule. So Octavian declared an all-out war.
Octavian.
The actual leader of Rome.
Oh. Oh.
Yeah, Mark Anthony was just the leader of the Roman army.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, he wasn't actually in rule. I mean, he was a very powerful man, but... So their battles begin off the coast of Greece.
Yeah, cool. Yeah.
As the Roman fleet gets closer, Mark Anthony's men run away.
Mm-mm.
It was very clear that they would be easily defeated.
I thought Mark Anthony nice, like a big deal, and he was really great at his job and shit. I guess he sucked.
I guess so.
Yeah.
He underestimated his own army.
Fuck yeah.
Anyone who didn't run away with Mark Anthony just joined the Roman army. So it's a lose-lose there.
For him. Yeah, right? For just Mark Anthony. Like, the soldiers didn't get offed or some shit. They just were welcome to join the other side.
All bad for Mark Anthony.
Yeah, it is. It is.
So the two lovers, Mark and Cleopatra, were like, well, we're going to die anyways, so we might as well just be fucking while that happens.
Oh my God, let's go to fuck town. Yeah, yeah.
So they continued fucking each other and fucking shit up all over Egypt.
So she really loved this guy, even though he really sucked at this point.
Yeah, she loved him
She's
very
like,
much.
Man, I love this big old dick.
He must have had a nice dick.
He had to have for her to really just settle for that.
The inimitable livers changed their name to the Club of Those Who Die Together.
Wow.
And we got some original Romeo and Juliet motherfucking shit right here.
Really?
Oh, I don't know. That's stupid.
You think they should have kept their name?
Motherfucking Romeo and Juliet. Oh!
No, like the inimitable livers or some shit, because what they changed it to really blew.
It's depressing as fuck.
Yeah.
Romeo
and Juliet, give me that shit. Oh, that's kind of what they were talking about. Wasn't this much before that, though?
What?
Romeo and Juliet was much after this, right?
Oh, yeah.
I think so. Mm-hmm. So what else?
It was that's like... what I'm saying. This is the original Romeo and Juliet.
Okay.
Like Shakespeare's inspiration.
Yeah.
Which I don't know that, but... Mm. Was Shakespeare in like the 1500s? That'd be like 1500 years after this. Let's see.
I thought it was like the 1600s. But literally, I didn't know where Estonia was, and I still don't, so...
When was Shakespeare alive?
Mm. William Shakespeare was born April 1st, 1564, and died April 23rd, 1616.
You are
we
so good.
We were both right.
No, no, no. You said it closer.
You said
though,
1600s.
Right? Yeah, but I wouldn't have said that if you hadn't said the 1500s first. Would have been like, yeah, I think it was like 700. NC.
You just like had to disagree with me then?
No, I just...
You're like, you're wrong. I think 1600.
No, I'm not trying to be that way. I just mean that I wouldn't have had a general ballpark idea if you hadn't said that. But then I did have to just zhuzh it a little and make it my own. Be like, no, actually. Well, actually, I don't think that's right.
You're kind of a bitch.
I know! I fucking told you. I'm turning into, like, the biggest asshole ever.
It's super pot.
Mm. Mm.
Look at this chair, like I hold my phone perfectly, my vagina right there.
Oh, that's such a nice idea. Why didn't you fucking tell me about that idea like 3 weeks ago? Because I make calls for my pussy is what happens. Hello? Yeah, who's there? This is Jenny Pussy.
Okay, why are you a mess and you're like, I'm going to just smoke more?
I don't know.
More carrot juice will help.
Because we're almost done, right?
No.
Shut up. Oh, shut up! I thought it was so close.
No.
I'm so sorry. Oh my God. Oh my God.
You gotta chill.
Okay.
Oh
my God. Jesus.
So in order to hopefully save Cleopatra's children, she decides to step down as ruler, and she names her children, which one was Mark's son, Alexander, and then her son with Julius Caesar, Caesarion.
Yeah.
Oh, you were going to try. I should have let you.
I was going to say sister.
I was going to say sister. I thought you were going to say Cicero.
It was something close to that. Yeah. It wasn't right. It would not have been. Hey.
Hey.
Do you have my fucking chapstick, bitch?
No, that was mean.
You do.
I do not.
It's in my pocket. I'm sorry. You used it. You put it all over your face. And you thought you still had it on you. No, I need it.
You're like... You're literally the worst person I've ever met.
Why?
You didn't even check your pockets before you started yelling at me.
I was doing that and I thought, you couldn't find it. My pocket is like right up here by my vagina hole. You can't feel up that high. It's like next to my belly button. There's so many rolls of skin in the way. You couldn't feel it. Okay, shut up with her. Oh.
No, I'm good. Okay.
I didn't ask you if you were good or not. Told you old man jokes all the way.
Jesus Christ. All right, enough.
Yeah.
Okay. So Cleopatra names her children Caesarion and Alexander.
Yeah.
The heirs to the throne, and she steps down as the ruler of Egypt. Which was the dumbest fucking thing that she could have done.
No.
Because now Octavian is like, I think I'll just kill you all now.
You're fucked.
Yeah.
Okay.
So she had a master plan where she had built herself a mausoleum and she hid all of her treasures, all of her like very expensive shit inside the mausoleum. And then she was going to fake her own death.
Whoa. Mm-hmm. I love it. It's kind of genius. Maybe.
Well, dumbass Mark Anthony hears that the love of his life is dead.
Oh.
When she's really not.
Yeah.
She just like took a fake poison.
This is like Romeo and Juliet shit. This is what you're talking about. Yep. Cool.
Yep.
All right.
So, Mark Anthony said, fuck my life.
Oh.
And then he fell onto his own sword.
No, Marky Mark.
In the name of love.
Oh.
Although he didn't die immediately, so they carried him to where Cleopatra was.
Mm-hmm.
And then he died in her arms. Octavian.
Oh my God.
I know.
That's awful. I had to swallow my beer before I could really comment on that. I feel bad.
Mm.
It makes me have to pee.
I could pee soon.
I know, me too.
Octavian actually took pity on her for watching her lover die in her arms.
Okay. Well, that was nice.
So he let her live long enough to have a funeral for him before he off with her head.
You're kidding. Like it still happened?
I don't know.
Jeez. Okay.
She dressed in the most regal attire that she had for his funeral. And she had an enormous feast.
Yum, yum.
And everything was falling into place just as Cleopatra had planned.
Okay.
Octavian had received a suspicious letter that said, when Cleopatra is killed, she wished to be buried next to Mark Anthony.
Okay.
But he knew that she was conspiring something. So he went to the mausoleum and found her dead.
She was lying
on a golden couch with servants all around her. They were adjusting her crown as they were all dying together.
Wow.
One of her servants had smuggled a basket full of poisonous snakes into the funeral.
Wow.
In a basket full of figs.
Yum.
So the queen of serpents died from a snake bite.
Mm-hmm. What a bummer.
I know. And then Egyptians actually believed that if you died by a snake bite, that you would come back to life.
No shit.
Mm-hmm. You'd be, like, regenerated.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah. So, after she died, both of her sons were executed. Thus, ending the Ptolemy dynasty forever.
Okay. Well, that's kind of too bad. Is it bad?
No.
Yeah.
I don't think so. Get rid of that incest bloodline. My bad. You know, like, whatever.
Okay.
I shouldn't say my bad. Get rid of incest blood.
Yeah, I'm wondering if that's a good or a bad thing. It's bad. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's not good to, like, you know, wipe out Egypt's rulers and shit like that, and like war and whatnot. But
right,
I don't much fancy the Ptolemy dynasty.
I agree. It's yes.
Weird.
Okay.
With the whole, you know, brother fucking.
But I feel business. Like everyone did that then a little bit.
Yeah, I still think it's weird. Still,
I agree.
And Cleopatra thought it was weird.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Okay. Cleopatra and Mark's remaining children were raised by his fourth wife in Rome. So good for her for putting everything aside and raising her
children?
Husband's lover's children.
Oh, wow. Yeah, she's that's interestingly nice, I guess. I couldn't do that.
Fuck no. I just don't. I mean, I have a kid. I love her and everything. But, like, I don't like kids enough to just be like,
no.
Oh, my husband betrayed me. Let's have his children. I'll raise them.
That's so fucked. I thought we had another page yet.
I guess I lied to you. We went through it all.
We did?
I think since then, yeah.
No.
Did I miss something?
I don't know. I feel like I know Jin said this was three pages, and I thought we were on the third page. That's why I took a big old puff. And you're like, we have another one. But that was the third one, so okay. Maybe you're just looking at the second page again. You're not used to seeing the typed shit.
Totes.
Yeah.
So, anyway. Yeah, we're like done, man.
I'm kind of glad we're done, though, because I'm pretty fucked up.
I mean, this is, yeah, it's not like this has been, like, a fast thing.
No. And I thought it was going to be one of our faster ones.
I thought like, so, too.
I'm not really in the mood to do this.
We're, like, dumb.
Yeah, right.
I know. You're over here being a huge slut.
Yeah, right? I know. What's gotten into me tonight? It's always the nights that I'm like, I don't feel like it. But I produce the best art. You know what I mean? It's the art show.
Yeah.
Big Jen's art show.
Trash is art. One man's trash is another man's treasure.
That's another Big Jen future. Future?
So this podcast is for everybody that thinks we're a treasure.
Mm-hmm.
The other 50% of the world thinks that we're trash.
I know. Maybe like 70% thinks we're trash. I don't know.
I agree.
I shouldn't say that. We're not as bad as we make ourselves sound.
Guess what?
Yeah.
Can I give you a lady boner right now?
Yeah.
I'm bringing peanut butter pie to Easter.
Oh, it hurts. Oh, that was a good one.
Yes. I'm so excited about it.
I'm so excited. Is it a big pie?
It's a big pie. Oh, it's a good sized pie. And I'll send you home with leftovers.
Oh. I need a ciggy. No, that was amazing.
All right, I'm so excited.
Oh,
I'm sorry. Stop humping. Quit the humping.
Did you see? I even grabbed the back of my stool. Yeah.
You were aggressively humping.
I feel like Zealand.
Mm. Hey, everybody out there, don't forget to go ahead and buy yourself some boo glue.
It always worked for me. It's my favorite butt glue product.
Especially for all you butt sluts out there.
Oh my God.
It's a good deal.
Have you ever had just one of those nights where a guy really tears it up?
Every single night.
Well, I've got the product for you.
Oh, really? Tell me all about it.
Fucker. You made that to where I'd have to say boo glue. Jesus.
Yeah, you hit my nipple when you did that.
I can't get it. It's like a fucking magnet to me. I can't stay away from it, I guess. Get in. Feel like.
We gotta get the fuck out of here.
Please,
it's like
let's
6
go.
O'clock.
Oh
dude.
My God, it is. Okay, ugh. Fine. Well, you know right. What? Kayla, that was an amazing story.
That looks amazing on you.
Hey, Brayla.
That's our movie. I love it.
Hey, give me a kiss.
If you see us in real life, it's because we kiss titties.
We kiss titties and stomachs and vaginas. Yeah. No, we kiss
everything.
Not at all. And what if I want to butthole scissor you later?
Get that boo glue ready. It's okay if you spit all over the mattress. There's a lot of jizz everywhere.
There's not.
Okay, my brother just jizzed all over the mattress that he rubbed my face on 10 seconds ago. Cool. I think I'm going to go home and shower.
You should just do that for proper maintenance anyways.
No, I know. I'm joking about showering. Who does that? Ew, showers.
Oh, my God.
Okay, fine. Well, you know what? I think that Big Gents here is past the point of really relaying this to anyone in the air, in the airwaves.
Thanks for if you've made it this far.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you.
You guys are the true fans.
We love you.
Yeah. I love all of y'all.
I know we love you.
Fuck yeah, man. So thanks for listening. Can you please, like, go like our social media shit and we'll update you about nothing, really? Oh, maybe our episodes every week?
Yeah, maybe not even that. Bless you.
I'm lazy. No. We have a lot going on. This is going to be one of our last episodes. Mm-hmm. Thank you. That was like a double burp. I got another one.
It was.
Oh.
I tried too hard.
Oh, I was going to try again, but wasn't time.
I'd like to try to fart, but I think it would pee on the triangle seat. Mm-hmm. I have like a constant something erected in my vagina.
I just inhaled. What? I just inhaled my alcoholic beverage.
Okay. Well, you know what? They should tell us where they can check us out.
Oh, yeah. Why don't you go to our Instagram page, which is badbitches8008.
Bitches with a Z.
Bitches with a Z, yeah. Yeah. So go there and look at all of our titty pictures.
We don't have any.
Oh.
Do we?
Well, you were asleep one night.
Oh, my God. Please just tell me you took some hot pocket pictures of me, too. Let me have some of my pussy on there. I've said pussy like 15 times during this.
Is it because you're watching Orange is the New Black?
No, I haven't started watching that yet.
Oh, I just started it.
Do people say pussy on there?
There's like a girl that's her name.
Shit. It is not.
Everybody calls her pussy. She's like, it's pussy.
I don't know this.
I mean, I think I'm usually falling asleep every time until I found out there's lesbian sex. Now I'm awake. You best believe. I'm like,
there's lesbian
where's
sex?
It at? Where's the scissoring?
I know. I'd like to see some finger banging.
Yeah.
Yeah, any of it. I could watch any of it.
Prison sex. In my brain, that was R. Kelly singing that. Prison sex.
Was it that or was it like Tool?
He believes he can get some boogaloo. He's gonna need it in the penitentiary.
I believe it'll hurt. I believe it'll.
Jesus. Am I literally a Neanderthal right now?
Let's get out of here.
All right.
I know. I think I need another rip before I go. Okay,
can
fine.
We sound any more like some stupid, like dumb fucking hick?
I don't think
idiots
we could.
From fucking rural Wisconsin.
I know. I need to stop getting so high.
This chair is hurting my vagina.
I've been having my eyes on vagina this whole time. Like, take it.
Your eyes are wide shut.
No, I wanted you to take a fucking picture of me.
I can't take a picture in here. It's too dark. You wouldn't turn out.
I'd just say that I had my eyes closed that whole time.
My eyeballs are looking at your beautiful face.
Oh, God, don't.
Mm.
Okay, I'm out of here.
We're going to be butthole scissoring later.
Totally. You're excited.
Anyways, yeah. So tune in next week because we told you so.
We're going to do this shit again, too. Yeah. Not like the exact story, but pretty much everything else is the same.
If you could give... Yeah, if you could, no.
What?
I don't know.
If you could what?
What are we talking about?
Boogaloo?
I was going to say, if you could give us your honest reviews on Boogaloo, we'd really appreciate it, but...
But Kayla, we didn't tell them how great it works.
Let's go test it out.
How much it costs?
It's buy one, get one free.
Oh, and it's $9.99.
And plus shipping and handling.
Yes, that's not very much, is it?
I'm going to handle it.
It's an 8-ounce container. Wait.
I don't know, but I'm going to handle it real hard.
Yeah.
Handle it.
You know it.
All right, you're humping again. We got to go.
I didn't even realize, was I? Yes. Okay, fine. This is Big Jen's. And I'm out, motherfuckers. Boat.
All right, fine, bye.
Fine, bye.
Fine. Fine, bye.
Fine, bye. I always have to have the last fine, bye.
Fine, bye.
It hurts me. Fine, bye.
You're so lucky I'm pissing my pants right now. Ah!
Me too.
I just hit myself in the eye.
I heard it. Or I mean, I saw it. You'll have an eye sliver tomorrow, too. Megan. Can we stop the recording? Is it recording yet? Okay, well, I'm peeing on your chair. How do we turn it? Help me turn it on. Oh. No. Your brother's going to be so mad at you. I mean your brother. I mean...